last word on the general election 2024.
I'm Ben Finnegan. 'Twas the night before the election. Today, we'll look back at Simon Harris's interview on The Last Word, how parties expect its transfers to go, and calls for young people to use their vote. We'll start with the final leader interview happening on The Last Word earlier this evening. It was Fine Gael leader and Taoiseach Simon Harris. Jessica Woodlock from the Today FM newsroom was listening along. Like all the other interviews with the leaders who could be Taoiseach, this was an hour long. Fianna Fáil's Micheál Martin and Sinn Féin's Mary Lou McDonald, the other ones. Jessica, this was a wide-ranging interview, it's fair to say.
Yeah, that's right. They touched on a lot of different topics. Housing, spending, the Fine Gael proposal for an acorn fund, and obviously the topic at the moment, which is on everyone's lips, about a government or a potential government formation. But really the point that Matt started the interview with was all about disability services. And it's an area that has been plaguing, I think is fair to say, Simon Harris, because of that infamous now interaction with Charlotte Fallon.
And he was also asked about how long he has been Taoiseach, because this has been something that has been raised a lot since he became Taoiseach. Simon Harris likes to talk about how long he's been Taoiseach.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, because I actually think it's nearly something that Simon Harris is going round with as a bit of a defence. And it's very fair to say, and he mentioned it himself. He said, you know, people say I'm always saying this. I don't think it's the right angle to play on with voters. I think people kind of see through it. And as Matt rightly said to him, you know, he was part of the Fine Gael government before he was Taoiseach, obviously. And Simon Harris said he inherited the programme for government, and he was asked, does that mean if he wouldn't have accepted it? So I think it's kind of it paints Simon Harris as having this chip on his shoulder, and the chip on his shoulder is the track record, is Fine Gael's time in government.
Right.
So I'm not too sure that approach is really working for him.
Yeah, we have a clip from the interview, and Simon Harris was asked about his opinion on whether he has felt the country wants a change after 14 years of Fine Gael in power.
So some voters may say that tomorrow, but I think what a lot of voters might also say is when they look at those 14 years is realise that it's not a static period of time, that my party hasn't just been in government in some sort of continuum during that time. Situations have changed. The first time of that 14 years was rebuilding the country, the financial crash, the IMF in town. Then you had the Brexit period, fighting to protect our peace and our prosperity. Then you had the COVID pandemic, and now you have an inflation crisis. And also during those 14 years, we've been in government in different contexts. You know, a large majority with Labour, a minority government working with the opposition, and now this kind of grand coalition with Fianna Fáil for the first time ever.
You've made a lot about new energy. That's the slogan for Fine Gael. But there's no perception that perhaps that your energy is dissipated throughout this campaign. It's a bit like opening a bottle of champagne. All the fizz comes out and then it goes flat and it goes stale very quickly. I mean, once the energy goes out of Simon Harris, what's left?
A very fair question, but let me absolutely assure you that my energy levels are fine. But I've talked about new energy, and in many ways that's been interpreted as how fast can your man walk, or how many towns or cities can he get around. That's not what I mean by new energy. What I mean is trying to bring that new energy and new approach to issues that have seemed to be stuck for a while, or issues that haven't gotten the level of focus that they perhaps require. So new energy very much needs to be read alongside our new policies, our new proposals, our new ideas that we've set out in the Fine Gael manifesto. I am energetic as a person, but new energy as a slogan goes well beyond my personality.
One of the big topics, Jessica, in the campaign has been housing. And how did Simon Harris deal with that throughout the interview?
Matt first brought it up in relation to the significant homeless figures. So I suppose that probably immediately put Simon Harris on the back foot in relation to his record in government. But Fine Gael's proposals, which he came back to, are vast, and he would label them as realistic compared to other parties. So they've said they're going to deliver 300,000 homes by 2030, build 9,000 affordable homes, and construct 12,000 new social homes. And something that I thought was interesting and hasn't been touched on a lot by Simon Harris is the fact that he said they're going to actually restructure how the state gives out social homes. So they're going to change the allocation of those social homes, so essentially those who need it more will get it first. And he said this will bring those houses to the 60,000 that they want. And he also said that other parties, so taking a swipe I suppose at Sinn Féin, he said other parties who were promising 80 and 90,000 aren't being realistic and aren't being honest. And another thing he rightly mentioned is that he wants to get people home from Australia and give those people houses.
And this is what he said when he was talking about people getting home from Australia.
There's people watching this listening to this programme tonight, and they'll say, I'm working really hard, on paper I have a decent salary and I still struggle to make ends meet. You have lived through the largest inflationary crisis possibly in your lifetime, certainly since the 1970s. But Ireland has something now that it's rarely, two things that it's rarely had at the same time, money and a plan. For the first time since I've entered politics, I genuinely believe we actually have those two things coming together in a way that will make real progress over the next number of years. And that's why the Fine Gael manifesto is not just about kind of cost of living or baubles to help people through the next few weeks or months. They're important. People say to me around the country, the extra payments have made a difference. But they say what they'd much rather is changes permanently to cut the cost base in Ireland. So one example, childcare. Permanently reducing the cost of childcare. €200 per month per child. Permanently reducing the VAT rate on food services, so cafes, restaurants and the likes, doing it within 100 days.
So an interesting thing, if someone was just listening to that clip there, at the start of it, he did correct himself, but he said, people watching this programme tonight, and then he corrected himself. But interestingly, he said the same thing with Pat Kenny this morning on News Talk. So I think there's a sense Simon Harris is doing nearly too much things, and he rightly said he wants people home from Australia. So anyone listening, as I'm sure they will be from Australia to this podcast, that Simon Harris is going to come and get you home. But he didn't actually give any indication of how Fine Gael would do that. And the slip up when he said watching, I think it's a sign that Simon Harris is really stretched in this campaign. Especially, we're all at the end of a campaign, and obviously it's particularly busy for the Taoiseach. But for him to have said that twice on two radio shows, he said earlier that people watching wanted to hear, and he didn't correct himself. So I think he really is coming to the end of a very long and tiring campaign for him.
Were there any areas in particular that you felt he could have answered better?
So an interesting thing I think that was mentioned was John McGahan. It's obviously been plaguing Simon Harris throughout this campaign. And I was at an interview with Simon Harris a couple of weeks ago, and Simon Harris, you know, kind of snapped and he said this all happened in the media limelight at the time. So I think it's going to very much be a regret of Fine Gael. Louth is my constituency, so I thought it was very interesting in this interview with Matt that Simon said he purposely hasn't canvassed in Louth. My question is, what have the people of Louth ever done to you, Simon Harris? But he said he's purposely not canvassed because of Senator John McGahan, because of the fact he's running in this constituency. And he also wouldn't give Matt an answer on whether he is asking people to actually vote for this candidate. So we have a Fine Gael candidate on a ticket who the Taoiseach and the party leader doesn't actually want people to vote for, is the message that I took from that.
And just to clarify, John McGahan, he was found partially liable in a civil case for an assault in Louth in 2018. Now, where do you think Simon Harris was strongest?
I think Simon Harris was probably strongest on the economy. And it's a factor that, whether rightly or wrongly, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have been playing up throughout this campaign. They've used Donald Trump as a kind of warning alarm that's coming down. And they're kind of playing on the fact that they have the experience and they know what they're doing. And that might swing some undecided voters. Sinn Féin, as the largest opposition party, are an unknown, it's fair to say. And I think Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have rightly played on that economic factors. And that's something Simon Harris brought up again throughout this interview. So that might swing some undecided voters, but Simon Harris's campaign trail has really been plagued by kind of these types of issues. John McGahan, Charlotte Fallon, and I think it's actually a sense of, not to downplay, you know, Charlotte Fallon and the significant issues in disability services and carers, but I think it's a sign of the quite boring campaign this has been. That kind of, you know, John McGahan's civil case that happened quite some time ago and was covered at the time has been brought back up, and this interaction with a care worker, you know, got millions and millions of views. So it's very much a sign of a boring election campaign, I think.
And as you say, there's been controversies for Fine Gael over the last 3 weeks. How do you think Simon Harris would have reached out to those people who would be going into polls tomorrow not knowing who they're voting for? The undecided people, do you think he would have swayed them?
I think he will have swayed the older voters. As I said, the economy, you know, he was warning against Sinn Féin's plans to change the Help to Buy scheme. So I think kind of, you know, middle-aged to older voters, he might keep their vote, or he might sway people who would have previously voted independent. I'm not too sure on the younger voters, those who aren't in Australia. I think there's a real sense that people do want change, but Sinn Féin's policies might be enough to sway them against. So the one warning that's come from this campaign, the ending of this campaign, so the last few days, both Micheál Martin and Simon Harris have warned against independence. And I think there's a real nervousness amongst these parties that it's going to be a very fragmented government. People who maybe want a change of government aren't actually, might not vote for Sinn Féin. And then we have, you know, the odd Sockdown, the odd Aintu, who knows. But I think it will be a really fragmented government. And that's what Simon Harris said here as well. When Matt asked if he would consider being a Taoiseach, he said, we just need a strong and stable government. So they're playing into that Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael coalition again. And actually, Simon Harris said, you know, the civil war parties, which was interesting, blast from the past. But I think Simon Harris has done okay given the circumstances, is how I would finalise that answer.
Jessica Woodlock from the Today FM newsroom, thank you for that. The Green Party is urging voters to give them a number one vote to continue its work on transport and climate. It's been making its final message to the public before voters cast their ballots tomorrow. The Greens say they're leaving this term of government with a strong track record of delivery. Leader Roderick O'Gorman says the party has demonstrated the ability to be a grown-up within the government.
Well, first of all, obviously your political opponents are always going to try and go for the what they might consider the weakest link. And undoubtedly, we've been the subject of a few pylons over the course of the last 4.5 years. That's the risk that the small party takes when it goes into government. We've been able to deliver a huge amount of our policy, and I'd argue far more than any smaller party.
Sinn Féin has refused to be drawn on which parties it would look to form a coalition with. However, as the polling opens tomorrow, the party has outlined where they'd like their voters to transfer to. Leader of the party, Miriam McDonald, says it depends on each constituency.
I think we can identify parties like the Social Democrats that we would share ideas on housing and other policies on. People be for-profit candidates of the left, some independent candidates. It depends. It varies from constituency to constituency.
People for Profit is using the last day of canvassing to appeal to people to vote left. The party is running a slogan, Another Ireland is Possible, saying there's a historic chance to break the cycle of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Candidate Paul Murphy has this appeal as we enter the home stretch of the campaign.
We are clear, if Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael or both are in government, that is not the change that we need. They will be in government to block the sort of change that we need. They'll be in government to represent the interests of the corporate landlords, of the private developers, those who benefit from the crises in this country rather than those who suffer from them. So if people want to see an end to Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael rule, what they really should do is to vote number one People Before Profit and then transfer left.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he isn't paying attention to polls which of his party in the lead. The latest Red Sea poll for the Business Pulse shows a single percentage point lead for Fianna Fáil, while Sinn Féin and Fine Gael are neck and neck. The Taoiseach is also hitting back at suggestions that it's been a dull campaign.
I don't buy the dull. I mean, I think if dull means that there was a focus on issues and policies, well, that's what elections should be about. On the doors, there was plenty of engagement on issues. I mean, notwithstanding economic growth and all of that, there are a lot of people under pressure. There's a working poor there. Disability was a constant. And I've been frustrated myself in government in terms of the disability issue.
The Labour leader is pushing back at the Taoiseach Simon Harris's call to transfer votes to them. Ivana Bacek is labelling Simon Harris's comments as desperation as the campaign draws to a close. The candidate in Dublin says her party is not looking to Fine Gael.
Well, I saw the Taoiseach's comments today, and frankly I think they smack of desperation in the last few days of this campaign. You know, I've consistently said for many months now, before this election campaign even started, that the first thing I will do if I am re-elected is go to the leaders of other parties and other groupings who share a centre-left and green vision and those values that we hold dear in the Labour Party.
And not only was Simon Harris on the last word, but also was the head of the Electoral Commission on Commission Toucan, Arto Leary. He had this advice.
Since the start of the year, Matt, 423,000 people have applied using Check the Register online to register to vote.
That's an enormous number.
Absolutely huge. You know, and it's a test.
Do many of them get in for the local and European elections?
Some got in for the local and Europeans and also the referendums in March. Some people voted for the first time. But the number of new voters who'll be voting for the first time in a general election, mostly people who were 14, 15, 16 and 17 the last time around. So a lot of them are new voters, and I'm hoping they will turn out in great numbers tomorrow, because it will have a big impact on the outcome, I suspect.
You can listen to that interview, Simon Harris, and all the other leader interviews as part of the Last Words election coverage on podcast. And tune in from 4:30 on Today FM on Monday to hear the fallout from what Ireland decides. Sinn Féin, talk to you after the vote.
The Last Word on the general election 2024. Today FM.